And as you're ready, we'll come back together and have a bit of debrief together. Just hear reports from out in the field, reflections on your practice. We might share with one another. Feel free to come back on screen if you'd like, and we can just kind of gaze at one another, have this moment of being in this shared field of being, even as we see these unique expressions coming through. And I'll just open it up. We have a few minutes. Is there anything that you'd like to reflect on? I know it's can feel kind of abrupt, but this is also what we do in class, and it helps our students to reawaken and reorient to the here and now. So I do have a comment here in the room. So you might, Mimi would like to comment. Thanks, Suzanne.
So earlier when I asked if it could be like a positive, so I did start out with a very positive, and I was like, this is weird, it's positive, I'm great, yay. And I can share if it's okay. I just felt like I am whole and it felt amazing. I was like, I'm in the zone, this like energy circle, ball of positivity and light was around me. Felt great. And then you brought in the opposites. And then my thought was, I am broken, which was weird because I, in my mind, didn't think it would work backwards. But I guess it is. Obviously, you already know this. It was just very interesting that even though I incorporated the opposite, when you kept saying like to go back and forth between them, it almost felt like the I am whole encompassed the I am broken. If I can explain it as a hug to the brokenness, just a surrounding it. And kind of reassuring that it was okay to feel that way, but it doesn't have to hurt. That I can experience these dual emotions and feelings, but in the bigger part of my life, the wholeness is there to help with the healing. It just felt like it was weird. I started picturing an orange. It was like an orange encompassing this brokenness, like a backwards unpeeling of an orange. You know, the little pieces come out, but it was backwards. So it just reversed itself. And then you said something about effervescence, and then it opened again, and like the little orange juices came out, but it was okay. And that was that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, what can unfold during these practices. We haven't shared this yet, but we're not trying, and this is in no way saying anything about your practice because it's perfect as it is. But it reminded me, because you didn't describe merging, you described like a holding and a coming through, and there's all kinds of things that can happen, right? And that's the spontaneity of the natural healing, if you will, or the natural unfolding. And we're not intentionally trying to get things to merge. And that's not what I think you were saying, but it reminded me to point that out because we haven't said it yet, that we're not trying to merge opposites. We're literally trying to feel both at the same time. Yeah. Here. Yeah, here.
Yeah, I didn't want it to, I think I said, like, it was still there. It was just embracing it. So it still exists, but it was letting it know that it was okay to feel those feelings or emotions, but that it was being secure and it was safe to feel that way. So yeah. And just very refreshing at the end. Thank you, effervescence.
Exactly. Nice. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. Oh, are we at time? I was all ready to see if there was something else. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Jennifer and Tim and everybody, as we've held space for each other. It's been a great morning. And I'll hand it over to Denny Shea and really look forward to the afternoon together.